described as the biggest overhaul of Australia's higher education system in three decades. Tuesday's federal budget ushered in the uncapping of university tuition fees, exposing universities to full competition. The federal government says it's needed to secure the sector's financial stability, while the group of eight leading universities say higher fees will improve the quality of research and teaching. But universities outside the major cities are warning of dire consequences, saying the changes will hit price-sensitive regional students and economies the hardest. Professor Andrew Van, Vice-Chancellor at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst, is speaking here to Breakfast's Narelle Cooper.
Charles Sturt University is a quintessentially regional university, I would say. We're on about 10 campuses. About half our student load is from on-campus students, and about half our student load is from distance education students. So actually, by number, about two-thirds of our students are distance education students. And about half of those are regional students, and about half are from metropolitan areas or other parts of Australia. But what we really pride ourselves on is service to our communities. So in particular, regional employment outcomes. Of our regional students, about 80% go on to regional employment, and we've made very substantial contributions to regional workforce provision, particularly in allied health, but also in education. So, you know, we're a very important part of the economy and the social structure of our part of regional Australia.
Now, you said over the last couple of decades, there's actually been an increase in rural education and as you said, a number of students actually staying in the area, and it's helped lift the economics of regions. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Look, absolutely. I mean, what we've seen through the expansion of the higher education system and the expansion of the universities has been an ability for institutions like ours, well, to expand their offerings. We started things like dentistry, veterinary science, physiotherapy, many allied health disciplines. And before that, it was very difficult to get people to come across the dividing range and actually work in regional Australia. Whereas we've been able to train people from those areas, and then they do stay and go into practice. So, for instance, you know, the first cohort of vets we graduated, 100% went into regional practice. And that vet program is a program specifically targeted at large animal production. So it's not cats and dogs surgery. It's about horses and cows and sheep. So it's made a very significant difference to the availability of vets in our areas. So, you know, we think that's been a real success of the system to now. I guess our concern with these changes is that, you said, unintended consequences. There's a potential to send some negative price signals. There's the potential to undermine the affordability for regional students. And therefore, we're concerned about undoing all that good work, and therefore undoing really the basis of the economy in regional areas.
So let's just back up a tick, and if you can outline your reaction to the changes and the main aspects of the announcement in the budget.
What everybody was saying before the announcement was, are we in favour of fee deregulation? Well, it depends. It really depends what it looks like. One immediate concern is that we had hoped that any growth that came into the sector would be through increasing student fees, but the government is proposing to pull 20% of their contribution out, and they've rejigged the clusters as well. And what we're just having a look at now, and it is taking quite a while to unpick this, is what impact that is going to have on student debt at the end of programs. And just as an example, at least on the figures we've worked through at the moment, so this is provisional, but at the moment, or on the previous projections, in 2016, the student debt for agriculture would have been $27,000. It's now going to be $40,000. So it's a very substantial increase in a profession which is struggling to attract students and in which the starting salaries are, you know, frankly, not fantastic. So I guess what we're really concerned about and we're looking to work through is perverse outcomes in terms of actually switching students off very important disciplines for the future of the country.
So this is from what amounts to a very significant shift of cost back onto students from around 41%.
Yeah, and look, and because of the way they've done it, it's got differential impact. So it looks like some students actually will be slightly better off. Math students, for instance, appear to be getting a 20% decrease, but there's only a few of those. From our figures, maths, communications and humanities would be slightly reduced debt, and pretty well everything else is increased. Environmental studies appears to be the standout, which is a 114% increase in student contribution, so a more than doubling of debt for those students. But science graduates generally appears to be quite worrying. Social studies appears to be worrying. So, as I said, we're still working through this, but it looks to us like more than 80% of our students would have been negatively affected, and many of those very significantly. And what we've seen up to this point is that despite the expansion is that rural and regional students have been those that are most price sensitive. So I guess we're very concerned about deterring students from study.
Had you put your concerns to the federal government in the lead up to the budget?
Look, I think we'd been making general comments, but as I said, without knowing what it was that was being proposed, it was quite difficult to comment. And I think the view we'd certainly had was that we really wanted to see the details so we could make some decent comment. I think we've been consistent right across the sector in terms of saying that we want to see government support maintained. And it's the withdrawal of that government support and some of the incidental changes that appear to be the most troubling aspect of this. I suppose the other comment I'd make is that it seems to me that these changes are really going to favour the most research-intensive institutions. So the Group of Eight will probably do very well out of this. They would be likely to be able to charge the highest fees. With the way the rules are set up, which is with 20% of the extra fee revenue going into scholarships, I'd imagine they'll also must have the most room to be able to subsidise students to come from rural and regional areas. And again, just the concern is that once people go to the city, it's really difficult to get them to move back. So the risk is the impact on regional workforce again. And I think this point has been made by the Regional Universities Network, but a very significant proportion of our export earnings come from regional Australia, and it can't all be serviced by fly-in, fly-out from the cities. So, we need healthy, functioning communities and economies in regional Australia if we're going to have a prosperous nation.
What will be the immediate impact? Because this will take some time to unfold.
Well, I think it will worry students significantly, and no doubt it's going to worry Vice-Chancellor significantly while we work through the implications. So this wouldn't be implemented until 2016, and that is assuming it can be legislated. I think there's going to be a lot of concern about this as people understand the details. We got the message fee deregulation was coming. Now we're having a look at the detailed impact. I think both students and universities will be very worried about the increase in debt for some particular disciplines and the fact that it appears to be providing some quite distorting effects on areas that, at least to me, look to be very important to the future of the nation. So I think it will be very interesting to see whether the government can actually get this legislation through unaltered. And certainly my hope would be perhaps that they can't, given the look of some of these impacts. So I hope that there will be room for consultation. Mm-hmm. What Universities Australia were pushing for was a 12-month consultation period. So I think we were expecting that they would announce the move towards it, but that we get some time to comment on the proposal. So I would hope we actually get a chance to rework some of this.
Charles Sturt, University Vice-Chancellor Professor Andrew Vann, speaking to our guest business editor Narelle Hooper. And more on the budget changes to education after 7:30 this morning when the Education Minister Christopher Pyne joins us.